Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, last week we got to know a particular South African winery that sounded really exciting to me.
Remoogte.
Remoogte. This week you have another one, which is actually an old friend of mine. I'm glad to hear what they're doing.
Well, continuing this sort of short exploration of some of the newer South African wine producers. People don't realize they've been making wine in South Africa for 400 years.
Yep.
So the one we talked about last week was founded, I believe, in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so today I'll talk about Thelema Mountain Vineyards from the Stellenbosch region. And the first wines were produced under this label in 1988. And it has developed into one of South Africa's most sought-after estates, actually. It's founded by a gentleman named Giles Webb, who was inspired to go in the wine business by being introduced to Pouligny Monrichet, or so the story goes. In any event, the property was a rundown old fruit farm he purchased in 1983. They pulled all the fruit, planted vines, and 5 years later, the first wines were offered.
How about that?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story. First, I tried the 2022 Thelema Mountain White. This is a really interesting blend of 90% Sauvignon Blanc and 10% Viognier. Now, this is not a combination I don't think I've ever seen
before. No, me neither.
So it's a perfect aperitif or a nice wine to serve with a delicate white fish that's been grilled or broiled or something along those lines. Bright, crisp. Aromas of passion fruit and gooseberry from the Sauvignon Blanc, and then you get hints of apricot and from the Viognier and peach. And the combination is really an interesting thing. I've never really had anything quite like it. On the palate, the wine is zesty and embracing, and at $14.99, this is quite a good value.
So, sure is.
Now, next was the Thelema 2020 Chardonnay at $22.99. I tried this wine earlier in 2023 and was so impressed I wanted to come back and do a whole segment just on Thelema.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big fan of this Chardonnay. It seems very French in style and is both fermented and aged in French oak, although it's not over the top. The resulting wine is medium-bodied with aromas of citrus, vanilla, toast and apricot. They do it surly, mm-hmm. So you're going to get some of that toasty brioche kind of thing. On the palate, the wine is fleshy and rich, but it's rounded out with some minerality and good acidity, and it's got an almost creamy finish. I just think this is really delightful Chardonnay. They're doing good stuff.
It does sound French.
It does. Last was the Thelema 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, and this was a stylish and complex wine, deep ruby, concentrated but elegant, aromas of black fruit, mocha, dark chocolate with hints of leather and a touch of cedar. The nose leads to medium-bodied fruit supported by fine-grained tannins and a long finish. Absolutely Saturday night dinner quality wine would be really killer with a grilled rack of lamb. It's $34.99, but I thought worth every penny. My wine of the week is the 2020 Thelema Chardonnay. There's a lot to like about this wine, and at that price point, I think it's well worth it.
It does sound like a very, very good value.
It does. It really was.
Which all of these are. And I'm glad to hear that there seems to be a younger generation in South Africa moving things along.
Yep.
So that's welcome news indeed. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.